Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today what we're going to be talking about is something that you have heard in your surroundings. Maybe you have done some reading on it too. And it is a topic of Jabr and Ikhtiyar. Jabr is translated as compulsion, okay, predestination. And then Ikhtiyar is translated as free choice, okay, free will. Now, this is an ancient topic, and there are lots of discussions if you go and search online whether human beings are free in their decision-making and in the choices that they make throughout their lives, or they are forced to do that, and they are predestined to do what they do. So there are two schools of thoughts. So there are two major schools of thoughts. Okay, the first one says that human being is actually bound to do what they do in their lives. So they are actually the proponents of compulsion. And then the other school of thought is the proponent of free choice. And they say everything that a human does is out of his free will. So let's look at like one of the schools of thoughts before the break, and then another school of thought after the break, and then we will conclude with our position on the topic. So let's say that if human being, okay, was forced to do things in their lives, then the question that would come to mind is, are you forced to listen to this radio show? Well, the answer is no, you're free to turn it off, but you choose to keep listening. Right? Now, why do you choose to continue to listen to this show? Because you want to. If you didn't want to, you would have turned it off. But the other school of thought says, but hey, this person is predestined to listen to this show. So even if they wanted to, they couldn't have turned it off. Well, this doesn't really make that much sense, right? You can actually push the button. Now, if it were not for the free will, then all of the punishments that are given to the culprits, okay, the offenders, the people who steal other people's money, maybe kill other people and get punished, it wouldn't make any sense. Isn't that correct, right? Because they can easily say that we were forced to do this, we were predestined to do this, so the entire justice system would become meaningless, okay? Then the people who do good deeds, if they are forced and predestined to do good deeds, then why do we praise them? Doesn't make any sense. Why in the world would somebody praise somebody for talking truth? Speaking truth, if it is by force, then there's nothing much that that person really accomplished or provided. So in that sense of things, praising anybody for doing any good act, it becomes meaningless. Then why do we train our kids, for instance, you know, we teach them different things to become a better human being, right? To bring their morals and ethics up. Well, the entire institution of teaching anyone would become meaningless if everybody is predestined to carry out the actions that are written down for them. Now, every scholar that we know of, they strive to bring a positive change in the society. Every Islamic scholar, right? If they knew and if they were convinced that human beings are predestined to do what they do, then it becomes meaningless. Like all the preaching of all the scholars, all the prophets, okay? All the books, everything becomes meaningless, right? Now, many other simple observations can be used to conclude that the concept of freedom of will is inherent to all humans. Those who profess the doctrine of Jabr, which is compulsion, are in practice the proponents of the doctrine of Ikhtiyar, which is by choice, freedom of choice, but they don't realize it. Okay, and we look at the chapters of Quran, Surah Naba, in verse 39, it says, "So whoever desires may take refuge with his Lord. Then surely we have shown him the way. He may be thankful or unthankful." Look at these verses. They're clear. We have freedom of choice. "So let him who please believe, and let him who please disbelieve. Surely we have prepared for the iniquitous a fire." See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, in all these verses, is making it clear. It's a human being's choice. Then why do some argue, if it's so clear, then why do some argue otherwise? Let's take a look at it after the break. Stay with us.
Free will and freedom in decision making. In the words of Ayatollah Makarem Shirazi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله المنتظر أرواحنا فداه.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, of the Merciful, peace be upon Muhammad and his purified and infallible household, especially the awaited one and the last remnant of Allah on earth, Imam al-Mahdi. May our souls be sacrificed for him. One distinctive feature that distinguishes man from all other creatures is that he possesses freedom of action. Why has he created him free and given him the freedom of will to carry out what he wants? The reason rests in the fact that if he were not free, he would never develop. This freedom has ensured man's spiritual and ethical development. Suppose one is forced at gunpoint to help and assist the needy and carry out those acts which are beneficial to the community. Even though his acts would be naturally useful to everyone, no ethical or human perfection or maturity would have taken place. Whereas if he had carried out these actions voluntarily and he only did 100th of what he could have done, he still would have taken a big stride towards his perfection and development. Thus, the first condition for spiritual and ethical perfection is to have a free will. Man should do good things on his own and not through force. This great asset has been given to man just for this purpose. Of course, this great asset is like a beautiful flower which is accompanied with thorns which represent the misuse of this free will. Naturally, it would be quite easy for God to punish a man for his unjust deeds, to inflict him with all sorts of miseries, to make him blind or dumb or paralyzed altogether. Under such circumstances, nobody would dare to do wrong things. But this abstention and piety then would be by force and could never be counted as a point of honor for man, for this piety would have been due to his fear of a great punishment. Thus, man should be free. He should be exposed to God's different trials and not be threatened by immediate punishment so that he could show his true worth. Regarding this, the Holy Quran says, "What? Shall we then make those who submit as the guilty? What has happened to you? How do you judge?" Chapter 68, verses 35 to 36.
I know that this life is only finite. The good and the bad times will be left behind as we make our way through this journey to the finest place for infinity. Lord, don't deny me your power. paradise. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we talked about that human beings have free will. Okay, they're not forced to do anything. There is no such thing as compulsion in human logic or in Islam, apparently, right? Now, why do the proponents of compulsion and jabr, they propose that human beings are predestined to do what they do? Well, that goes back to like a few of the realities, a bitter realities, I would call, of this world. Like, for instance, there are people who want to escape the burden of responsibilities, and they want to cover up their failures. So what they do is they lump everything into this thing and say, oh, I was forced, I was predestined, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written it down for me, and so and so forth, right? It was in my fate, right? Oh, I didn't have luck, right? You have heard these things. So typically, these things would indicate that this person is trying to escape the burden of responsibilities. Then turning a blind eye on their shortcomings and negligences is another reason why some people use this narrative and they say, oh, you know, it was just not my lucky day, right? Providing for themselves a covering for their wild carnal desires is another reason. If you look through the history, you would find that. Like, for example, some say that I drink because Allah from pre-eternity, right, knew that I would consume wine. So they use actually the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to defend their own evil act. Na'udhu billah. This approach is very wrong. Okay, they say, because Allah knew it, hence I'm doing it. Allah wrote it down for me. Then we have seen in the history books that the colonialist powers, they used to say, your fate from the very beginning had been ordained to be this, to their subjects, they would say, right? Pointing towards the fate. Where is there any alternative except submission and happiness over our dominance? So by accepting this doctrine, all the deeds of the criminal around the world and the sins of the sinners would become justified, and there would be no difference between an offender and an obedient person. Okay, then how do we explain death? Okay, it's not in our control, right? Birth of a children. So there are cases where people try, but they cannot conceive babies. Isn't it predestiny? Well, this is where we need to understand that the actual issue is that which lies between the two extremes. Okay? Two extremes, that is total compulsion, and the other extreme is total freedom. So total compulsion and total freedom, they do not exist. At the end of the day, we are bound, and this is our position. We are actually in the middle of the two. On the one hand, it says, Allah has shown the way and selecting it is upon you. On the other hand, it adds, your selection is dependent upon the will of Allah. Okay, this means that you do not possess absolute freedom and independence. Rather, your strength, power, and freedom of will are entirely from Allah and by His will and permission. The moment He desires, He can take away His strength and freedom from you. So, we in Islam, being a Muslim, are not convinced with either of the two options that two extreme groups follow. One says that we are totally, totally, totally bound and forced. The other says that we are totally, totally, totally free and independent. No, Islam's position is in the middle. It's a mix of the two. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And you show that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, save me, accept al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, yakuluha lana yawm al-qiyamati. Ummati, Ummati, yakuluha shafa'atan أنا لها.